Seattle has two big sports arenas in the SoDo neighborhood, and some people want a third. Until now, plans for this new sports arena have hinged on one key requirement, that an NBA team comes first. Well, this week, Mayor Ed Murray signaled a change. He said an NHL team, a pro hockey team, might be enough to move ahead with an arena. King 5 reporter Chris Daniels had the story, and our Bill Radke asked him why the mayor now says he's open to changing the deal.
The issue before was that an NHL team could not support an arena by itself. At the time in 2012, franchise values for NHL teams, you could have one for probably $150 to $175 million, and the city's belief was that if something went horribly wrong with that franchise and with an arena that was financed in part by the city, they wouldn't be able to make their money back on the debt associated with the building. A lot has changed on that since 2012. NBA and NHL franchise values have shot up, so that all changes the math somewhat when you start talking about a concept and building an arena with an NHL team first.
Has the NHL gotten more interested in Seattle for pro hockey?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the last year or so, the NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, the NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly have talked more than once about the potential of having a team in Seattle, have been in Seattle, have met with Ed Murray, met with Dal Constantine. In fact, Bettman said a few weeks ago that there is a lot of interest in Seattle in bringing a team here, and there's been expressions of interest from Tukwila and Bellevue. They are very interested in the concept and the idea of a rivalry with the city of Vancouver and the Vancouver Canucks franchise. So the NHL has said everything but we're going to award a franchise to Seattle. They are very, very interested. And Murray says he's been told by the NHL that they would love to come to Seattle if there is an arena solution of some sort.
So the NHL is very interested in Seattle. What has changed that an NHL team alone, without necessarily an NBA team, why does Mayor Murray now seem more open to that as being all it takes to build this arena?
Yeah, it's a good question, Bill. Murray believes that an NHL team, because the NHL is interested now in bringing a team now to Seattle, that that would be enough if the MOU was adjusted to get the project going. He still, he says, wants to bring the NBA and NHL to Seattle. But in his meetings recently back in New York City with the commissioners of both leagues, he says the NBA has told him there is not going to be a franchise coming to Seattle anytime soon. And the NHL has said pretty much the opposite, that they'd like to come sooner rather than later. And so that's why you potentially have this policy shift and change in the tenor of the conversation from the mayor.
Okay, so how do you think his change of heart will go over with the Seattle City Council?
Well, that's a good question, because as you know, there's a lot of politics involved in the Seattle City Council right now, with all nine up for re-election here in the fall, and the dynamics of it all with the redistricting. The project, if you remember back in 2012, was approved by a 7-2 vote. Two of the people that approved it have already announced they're not running for re-election. So the longer this drags out, the more of a political hot potato it could potentially be in the re-election cycle as we get closer and closer to November.
King 5 reporter Chris Daniels. He also told Bill Radke that Seattle probably does not have an NBA team in its future unless and until the league expands sometime after 2017.